house where ghosts are supposed to live is called what kind of house?
A haunted house.
All right. Now, you might see someone, and the temperature isn't freezing, but it's cold today. You'd say, it's, how cold today? It's cold today.
It's mighty cold today, or it's dang cold today.
Well, if it wasn't that cold. Instead of saying it's pretty cold, you'd say it's,
well,
or would you say pretty cold?
Yeah, I guess I'd use pretty if it wasn't extremely cold.
Well, would you use rather, sort of cold, kind of cold, rather cold?
No.
You'd probably say pretty cold or something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll do it if you insist, but I'd really not.
Rather not.
Okay. When someone is a miser, he is?
Stingy.
All right. Now, if you're trying to, my husband says this to me 100 times. When I'm trying to put something through something and it won't quite go and I'm pushing, he's saying, don't or you'll break it.
Force.
That's what I'm, you know. Well, that's brute force. All right, now, if someone asks you a question and you wanted to answer them yes, but you just wanted to make sure that they understood that it was really a yes answer, you might say, what? Instead of saying yes, you might say what? Well, would you say certainly? Certainly?
I could.
What else would you say?
I certainly would, or it certainly could. Or
would you ever use it alone? Just to say certainly. Someone said, are you sure? And you would say, instead of just saying yes, you might say certainly. Do you think you'd ever do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you think of any other expressions you might use like that?
No, not at the moment.
All right. When, did you teach your children to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, or yes and no?
Well, yes and no.
Do you, when would you say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am? Would it?
That would be when someone asked him a question that is other than us. We didn't have him say yes, sir, and no, sir, or yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am to us.
Mm-hmm. But to other people?
Other people.
Would it be always to someone older than you?
Yes.
Would you say yes to anyone? Yes, and would you say yes, sir, to anyone? Or yes, ma'am?
You mean when, now?
Yeah, now.
Yes.
Would it be someone older than you are?
No, it would be someone in authority.
I see.
Like Mr. Hamlin. Mr. Hamlin is the city manager.
Oh.
And we talk every day, and sometimes he asks me questions, and nearly every time I say yes, sir, or no, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I expect him to get on to me about saying it so much. But Mr. Reese in there, he's a general foreman here. He's over me and my crew.
I see.
I used to say Willie, I call him by name, Willie.
I see.
Called me Teasley. And we say, yeah, no, and so we'll each other, but I never do that, Mr. Hammond.
So that would be, it's kind of depends on the person in a way, too.
Yeah.
Well, if there was someone older than you, would you say it to them out of respect?
Well, I usually do, but it can be because of being older or positions.
Uh-huh. Well, if you were, do you ever use it for emphasis? Like maybe to me,
yes,
would
ma'am.
You say, yes, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What are some expressions of greeting that you use? For example, to a really intimate friend, how would you greet?
Well, that can be a lot of different ways. Like a lot of times I don't say good morning hardly anybody. If it's in the morning, I say, morning. That can be very intimate right there. So I can say hello. Usually I say hello to most any people. That can be elderly or young people or kids or what. Just plain hello.